Coach, upstairs, is there like a wrestling mat on the ground? Like a mat where, you know, for the trade deadline where you're arguing and you got Jason Light on there. And, could you just explain to fans how it kind of works, right? Because nobody can agree on 100% of the things. And clearly there's, you know, you have to gauge value, but it's coming up November 4th. I know you got some time off coming up and games are hitting this weekend that could change the NFL. How does that all work here?
And GMs look at things a little different than coaches do, Todd. That's just the way it is.
They do, and we fought the other day because I'm trying to get Myles Garrett and trade him for our long snapper, Decker.
And a podcast to be named later.
And it's not a fair deal, but no, it's not just who's available. It's what you have to give up, whether it's draft picks or whether it's two or three starters, and then there's the money that's involved in it. Where's right. your cap at? How much are they making?
Right.
And if they're making a ton of money, and then are they going to be free next year? Is it a single contract?
Sure.
Are we renting this guy or yes. are we keeping this guy? There's a whole bunch of variables that go into that. And I like my job and it's very hard, but I would not want Jason's job because that's even harder. At least trying to look at all these guys and see what fits us and what you have to do. And then when the draft comes around, you get mad because you say, we gave him my draft pick for this guy and he didn't do anything. So
yeah,
there's a lot of variables that go into that. And everybody wants something, but they don't want to give up anything. So you can't get something for nothing in this league.
In the season, is it hard for you as a head coach to give a crap about next year when you're sitting here and it's October and
you're, know, six,
you're
and
six and two?
I wouldn't say it's hard to give a crap about next year because you're always aware. You're always aware of the cap situation and what you have and what you may have and what you may lose. So you look at it and you sit there at 6-2. You worry about the here and now from a game standpoint, but you also got to be logical and understand how the future is going to go, or at least have an idea. And then we talk about the future. It doesn't come into focus during the season, but you got to have at least an idea of what's going on.
And Todd, given Jason's success in the draft, you know, the last 3-4 years, he's hitting it out of the park, and you know that better than anybody. You do understand why he's reticent to give up draft picks, right? I mean, that's part of his job. He thinks he can hit it big in the fifth round.
I don't know. We have a great relationship, and we've hit it big in the fifth round. We got Zion in the fifth a few years ago. So it's very important for us to have draft picks and draft capital. If you sign all free agents, you won't have any money, and you won't have any draft picks. And when guys get hurt, you can't just go out and get guys of equal money. You got to get lesser guys. So you got to be able to develop. We have a great relationship that way. We understand when guys, we don't have guys and guys get hurt, and we try to fill in with the guys that we can and know what we can do to get by. And it takes some draft picks. It takes a few free agents and then it takes some stars. So it's going to take all the above. You just can't go out and say, well, if we get this guy, we're going to the Super Bowl. You don't know that. You don't know that. So we got to kind of continue on our path, and it's been working for us very well. And, you know, we got to get people healthy. We understand that and how it aligns, but nobody's going to give us a
There's
player.
No Simeon Rice standing
Nobody's
there ready,
gonna
ready
give
to come
us a
in.
Player. Nobody's going to say, you got Simeon Rice, you got Sapp, you got Barber, you got Brooks, and I'll trade you those guys for Bullock and Jackson, and we'll trade. And, you know, there's nobody giving us players. Nobody's going to help you out when you're winning. They're going to try to weaken you. So
there you go.
At the same time, we understand that. So, but he does a great job at putting it all in perspective, and, you know, and I admire him a great deal.